Is there such a thing as segregation on the net? For the first time, bloggers of color from around the world are going to be gathering for the first Blogging While Brown conference in Atlanta. Blogger and conference organizer Gina McCauley joins us now from the studios of Georgia Public Radio. Hey, Gina. Welcome. I thought one of the beauties of the internet was that you had access to a pulpit without your race, creed, color, or gender getting in the way. You just needed a keyboard. So how is there racial disparity among bloggers?
I don't know that it's so much racial disparity, but people tend to congregate around people that they have things in common with. And so as the internet has developed with no boundaries, people have actually... informally segregated themselves for what I don't like the term segregated, but they've congregated around people who have the same interests and goals and viewpoints.
You're making it sound almost analogous to the tales people tell about school lunchrooms where, well, no one makes it this way, but the black kids go to one side, the white kids go to the other side.
Absolutely. And when it's not everything. There is some overlap. I read all different kinds of blogs. But the problem is, as blogs tend to become more powerful and, in fact, become economic agents where people are making money from them, that disparity begins to be more significant to people because then it starts affecting the power that they're able to wield and the money that they're able to make. And in this country... I think it's been a longstanding principle that separate is inherently unequal. And so that's one of the biggest complaints tend to be outgrowths of the political blogosphere because, as you know, in the recent years, progressive bloggers have been declaring that they're going to establish a new world order. Well, oftentimes those blogs don't necessarily represent the viewpoints or the makeup of the current order. And so my question is, if you're going to create a new world order, and become more powerful and replace something, what are you replacing it with? And I think it's a legitimate concern as to whether or not the voices at the table reflect
America. Well, let's talk a little bit about the mechanism of that alleged new world order. How do you think influence proceeds on the net? And speaking from your own experience, is a blog influential because it represents a community or because its text and content is so persuasive that it pulls people in some way, in your experience?
In my experience with my own blog, I was just blogging, and my content or what I was doing drew people to me. So I think that definitely is true. I don't think it's something you set out to do to be powerful.
And we should mention your website, which is whataboutourdaughters.blogspot.com.
Yes, or whataboutourdaughters.com. And I just started expressing my own viewpoints and then took on my own little personal crusade against the major television network, and it got picked up by mainstream media. And then, of course, all of the people who had any grievances against that network for over 20 years flocked to me.
So, you think you're more intimidating as a blogger than as someone who just writes letters to the editor?
Oh, most definitely. Someone who writes a letter to the editor, I don't like the word intimidating, but someone who writes a letter to the editor reaches the readers of that particular journal. But a blogger, and this has never happened in the history of the world, a single individual with the click of a button can reach the entire world. You are your own radio station. You are your own television station. You are your own newspaper.
Okay.
You have a worldwide reach.
Gina McCauley, whataboutourdaughters.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
You know, I like her. I think she is intimidating. I think it's good. I think it's good about the net. Anyway, we're always on here at The Takeaway, and boy, we are so intimidating. You can find us online, streaming at Friend Feed on Facebook. Come around to thetakeaway.org and visit.
And, of course, we're talking today to the most wanted man at the FBI as the agency turns 100. And is there segregation on the internet?
Just spoke about that. Wall Street got drunk. You can send us your six-word slogans for global disaster. You don't have to be a president.
The French Revolution. People lost their heads.
Okay. Good one, Barbara. Seven words.
From the Dutch in New Jersey.
We'll take it. Keep them coming. Here's your takeaway.
She is a fascinating character. So fascinating, I put her in a musical.
Kitty Feldy from KPCC in Pasadena talking about the LA Dodgers' 50th birthday. That's it for us.